This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, September 19th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Tractor ban gets slow rolled. Kern County escapes Sigma probation. A White House without cooks. And Rollins eyes tariff revenue for farm aid. The pace of revising tractor ban vexes growers. Farm groups are calling on California's workplace safety regulator to speed up the pace with reviewing its autonomous tractor ban. Michael Miller, Director of State Government Relations at California Association of Wine Grape Growers, urged the Cal-OSHA Standards Board yesterday and called the current effort too slow given the stakes. Farm groups first presented the issue to the board in 2018, and a staff evaluation of a petition followed in 2022. Miller estimates that timescale means it will be at least another 3 years of advisory committee workshops before the board would begin to consider new rulemaking. The lack of certainty, quote, means that many of those companies are just not going to invest in California. They'll walk away, he said. Miller called for an interim approach that allows for safe use of the equipment while gathering data to inform any potential rulemaking. Kern County Subbasin avoids Sigma probation. The State Water Board has voted to return the Kern County Subbasin to the Department of Water Resources, ending the threat of state probation. The decision follows months of work by 20 local groundwater agencies to revise and strengthen their sustainability plans. Board staff found the updated plan substantially addressed deficiencies, including basin-wide management criteria for groundwater levels and quality, and a ramp down of land subsidence before 2040. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel praised the coordination among local agencies, calling it a model for Sigma implementation. The resolution requires the agencies to finalize mitigation programs for drinking water and small system wells and to eliminate unmanaged areas before the subbasin's exit from state intervention is complete. Kern's groundwater, spanning 1.78 million acres, is critical for irrigated agriculture and drinking water supplies. Too many cooks in the Trump kitchen. Weeks after Josh Cook suddenly resigned as EPA Region 9 Administrator, and amid the fight over the president's firing of Fed Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook, yet another cook is losing his job. The Trump administration is dropping its nomination of Ted Cook to lead the Bureau of Reclamation, according to ENE News. The White House informed Cook this week it is rescinding his nomination, though the administration has not disclosed the reason. Cook has been awaiting a confirmation hearing since June. The former manager of the Central Arizona Project would have faced the tough task of stewarding tense negotiations over water cuts between seven states and the Colorado River Basin. The CAP was among the first of the river's water users to face drastic cuts during previous negotiations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Could tariffs fund farm aid after all? Looks increasingly likely that farmers will get a new round of emergency payments in coming months. The big question is how the Trump administration or Congress will pay for it. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson floated the idea of using tariff revenue, but he then backed off the idea, saying it didn't appear procedurally possible. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, though, now has told the Financial Times in an interview that the administration could, in fact, use tariff revenues to fund payments to farmers. She told the Times, quote, there may be circumstances under which we will be very seriously looking to and announcing a package soon. Now, take note, the Trump administration used the Commodity Credit Corporation to provide tariff assistance to farmers in his first term. A spokesman for Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said he has shared his view with the administration that farmers need assistance. Trump and Xi talk today. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to speak via phone as the two close in on a deal on the future of social media app TikTok. Senior administration officials met in Madrid this week to hash out a way forward on the app's ownership, but left talk of other issues for future discussion. There are signs, however, that the relationship is on better footing than at the beginning of the week. The Financial Times reported yesterday that Beijing had dropped its anti-monopoly probe into Google. On the other hand, it found the media ran afoul of antitrust laws and a similar probe earlier this week. It's hard to keep an accurate scorecard, former U.S. trade negotiator Wendy Cutler said in a post to LinkedIn. She said both sides are, quote, sending mixed signals of backing down and yet remaining tough and focused. Beyond announcing a TikTok deal, let's see if the Trump-Z call provides more clarity in a possible meeting in the direction of our bilateral relations, Cutler added. Take note, Trump's UK visit wrapped up with a memorandum of understanding on transatlantic science and tech cooperation, but there was no public announcement on the existing trade framework. Small food importers warn consumer price hikes are coming. Small businesses say the full impacts of recent tariffs on U.S. food prices are likely to land in the next couple of months. October and November are going to be the months where you're going to see a lot more increase due to the tariffs, said Mike Brundage, Vice President of Sales at Seattle-based Acme Food Sales. Acme provides many leading grocery stores with their private label foods and is a prominent foods importer. Brundage is in Washington this week, along with dozens of other small business representatives, that to meet with lawmakers and talk about the impact of tariffs. Price increases are coming, said Dan Anthony, president of Trade Partnership Worldwide. I have a lot of conversations where people just say things feel expensive. That's not going to stop. I think it's going to get worse. Zafar Raza founded World's Best LLC, a New Jersey-based produce importer. He told AgriPulse that tariffs on Brazil have already caused him to let more than half of his 26 staff members go. His company is the largest importer of yams, which have not received a tariff exemption despite not being grown in the U.S. We might have to even shut down the business, he said. Here's today's final word. While composting isn't the right fit for every operation, SB 279 reduces regulatory burden and creates a practical on-farm way to turn waste into a climate tool. That Natalie Collins, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, applauding the legislature's approval of the AgBack bill in the final days of session. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, September 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dallas.